Hello and welcome to day 11 of the 2021 IIHF World Championship. And boy, oh boy, do we have drama and shocks on the cards for you.
Vladimir Tarasenko to win it for Russia. Tarasenko in on Riederborn. Tarasenko scores!
Anyukov, he's in a head shift. Chinko's in alone. Shoots, scores! On the breakaway. Ola shoots. Punched out. Rebound. Oh, what a stop by Boyarkin. He took that away from Mathis Olof.
Here comes Hedel in on 6'7" Sogard to the forehand and scores.
Caroline Schwedt and Lucas Aykroyd here. And Lucas, just like the fans are excited about getting back into the arenas, I know you as a journalist must be looking forward to the day when you get off a Zoom call and you're actually to interview a player face-to-face in the mix zone again. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, Zoom, we gotta get away from that. The mix zone, for those of you who aren't familiar, at IIHF tournaments is the area where players come off the ice, usually also relatively close to the dressing rooms, and do their interviews on rubber mats behind metal fences. I've spent a lot of my life in mix zones.
So tell me some funny mix zone stories or memories that you've had over the years, because I know that you have a few in your back pocket.
Well, let me see here. The mix zone at my first Olympics in 2002 in Salt Lake City, that was very small and cramped. I remember after Canada beat the U.S. in the gold medal game, I was virtually lying on top of several sweaty future Hockey Hall of Fame journalists with my cassette recorder outstretched, trying to get quotes from Steve Yzerman, who I couldn't even hear because he was so far away. And then you have the other end of the spectrum. The mix zone can be amusingly empty. I remember 2014 World Juniors in Malmo. I requested three players after Germany beat Norway 3-0 to avoid relegation. I show up and it's like, here's a very perky Leon Draisaitl and two glum Norwegians standing there waiting for me. And that's it. All by myself.
At a typical men's world championship, things move quite a bit faster than that, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember in 2015, there was a Canadian colleague of mine just arrived in Prague covering the Worlds for the first time. And she says, how does this work? And it's right after France has just lost the tough game. So I said, okay, watch this. Antoine Roussel is the first player coming off. I walk over to the fence and go, Antoine, what did you think of tonight's game? Just pretty generic, right? His reply was very fast, very French accented, and contained several words that would require bleeping. And then he just raced off. So, not the ideal demo. But you know, there's something else about mixed zones. They are a good workout. Like, to get to them, you're always running up and down arena stairs. Or, in some cases, you're sprinting along a huge concourse, like in Copenhagen in 2018. I feel very fortunate and blessed that in Denmark I didn't knock over any fans.
Oh, I love these stories, Lucas. They're my favorite. But right now, we got to get into all of the important scores from today, so tee us off.
Well, Czech Republic 2, Denmark 1. The plucky Danes missing the playoffs in one of the strangest shootouts you'll ever see. USA 2, Germany 0. The Russians 3, Sweden 2. Vladimir Tarasenko, the shootout winner, as Trey Kroner misses the quarterfinals for the first time in world championship history. And Norway 3, Kazakhstan 1.
Okay, so we're going to move straight into our game of the day, and you were just talking about it, Lucas. It's the Russians eliminating the Swedes in the group stage, and so much history to hear to talk about, so Lucas, take it away.
Well, total heartbreak for Trey Kroner fans here. The IIHF instituted the playoff system back in 1992, and the Swedes had always made the final eight until today. Oof. So, how'd it play out? Well, the Russians hemmed the Swedes in their end for long stretches, but Sweden holding on to their first period lead for a long stretch as well. Jesper Froden with the great one-timer on the PP opening the scoring at 8:06. Now, Russia expected more offense today, adding Vladimir Tarasenko from St. Louis and Dmitry Orlov from Washington, and those two gentlemen delivered with big assists to help the Russians jump ahead 2-1 on goals just 12 seconds apart late in the third. That's your classic Russian quick strike offense. Then, Victor Olofsson, almost a hero again with his 2-2 tying goal. The Swedes nearly monopolizing the puck in OT, but Tarasenko shows such great patience to roof the shootout winner. So, Russia's in good position to win Group A, and the post-mortem begins for coach Johan Garpenlöv and his men. A tournament that kicked off with a shocking loss to Denmark ends on a truly disastrous note, with Sweden fifth in the group.
Definitely a tough day and tournament for the Swedes. All right, let's recap all of our other games from today. And the Czech Republic were victorious over Denmark. And Lucas, tell us what you got, because I know that there has to be a musical reference sprinkled into this episode somewhere. So I'm excited.
What are you, psychic or something?
I am. Look, I am.
Yeah. You should set up one of those hotlines. Or anyway, look, Caroline, the Danes will miss the quarterfinals. But they nearly cooked up an upset here, using every ingredient in their recipe book. Early goal from scoring leader Niklas Jensen, a good PK, and great goaltending from Sebastian Dom in his seventh consecutive start. Of course, it would be Dominik Kubalik who ties it up for the Czechs in the third. Shots 39-13 for the Czechs on the night. But it was in extra time things got weird. Okay, first the Czechs think they've won it on Filip Hronek's power play one-timer from the left faceoff circle, but the Danes challenge it because Kubalik came in offside. Called back. Then, in the shootout, both Dom and Czech goalie Simon Rubik struggle like crazy, allowing three goals apiece back-to-back. So what does Danish coach Heinz Ehlers do? He gambles. He throws in the backup goalie, Big Mad Søgaard of the Belleville Senators. Trying to mix it up. Søgaard hasn't played all tournament, and he's in there without a warm-up. Unfortunately, Filip Chytil scores anyway on the forehand for the eventual winner. But wait, we're not done. Switching goalies in a shootout is unusual, but not unheard of. Like back in 1999, the Czechs inserted Roman Čechmánek in place of Milan Nilička during a semifinal shootout win over Canada. But here in 2021, the weirdness goes next level when Czech coach Filip Pešán also pulls Rubek in favor of backup Roman Will. And he makes the decisive stop on Niklas Andersson. I have never seen that in my life. Anyway, 2 points for the Czechs, who, like the Bee Gees, are staying alive, staying alive. Anyway,
yeah, you're gonna hit the high note there. Staying alive.
Oh boy. Staying alive. Producer Lucy might have to take that out. Anyway.
Oh no, producer Lucy's gotta keep that one in.
I tell you, the political career is going down the tubes here. Oh. Anyway, 10 points for the Czechs. They're in the quarterfinals, and they still have a chance to get a better quarterfinal seed if they can beat Slovakia.
Awesome stuff. How about Norway defeating Kazakhstan 3-1? Because I definitely did not see that one coming.
Fun fact, Caroline, did you know that on a per capita basis, Norway is among the world's top three countries when it comes to providing foreign aid? You didn't know that.
I didn't know.
Well, they're a very generous nation. Well, with their 3-1 win over Kazakhstan, the Norwegians, although out of the playoffs, did a solid for Canada, Germany, and Latvia. Kazakhstan finishing the round robin with 10 points. They could be surpassed by any of those three nations with a win in Group B.
Wow.
As for the actual game, both teams were pretty opportunistic. I love how after Dmitry Shevchenko opened the scoring for Kazakhstan on a breakaway, he goes over to the net and he pulls the puck out himself because it was his first World Championship goal. I mean, hands-on approach. I like it. Later, with Norway up 2-1, Kazakh goalie Nikita Boyarkin made a groin-stretching right pad save on Mathis Olam to keep it close. Boyarkin's been so good.
Oh, that is desperation and athleticism by Boyarkin. One of the saves of the tournament. And a save that keeps Kazakhstan in this tournament.
But you know what? In the end, Mathys Olam gets the last laugh because his 3-1 goal makes him Norway's all-time leading scorer at the Worlds, passing the coach's son, Patrick Thorsen, with 67 points.
Okay, the Americans are still on a roll after a 2-0 win over the Germans. Great for Team USA, obviously, but Germany, along with a few other teams, are in a really tough spot right now, so fill us in.
You know, who saw the U.S. getting outshot 33-15 in this one? I'll be honest, I did not. Nonetheless, the Americans, they get the shutout from Cal Peterson, the winner from whiz kid Jason Robertson on their first power play of the game, and a potential shot at first place in Group A. So, pretty good day. They got 15 points, tied with Finland, but the U.S. plays Italy in its last game, which is as close as a sure thing as you're going to get at this wacky 2021 tournament. Whereas the Finns, of course, have a tougher go with Canada. Finland, though, if they're tied in points, will have the head-to-head tiebreaker after beating the U.S. 2-1 in the opener. And Germany, well, this is a tough one. Their fate is up in the air now, tied with Canada and Latvia at 9 points apiece heading into Tuesday. Anyway, on the winning side, let's hear what Jason Robertson said about the USA's effort.
I mean, it was a fast game. Give a lot of credit to Germany. You know, they kind of limited our chances, but I think we kind of, you know, got away from a little bit from our structure in the offensive zone. But, you know, we'll look at that today or tomorrow, and we'll get back on it. But, you know, they played really fast, but, you know, at the end of the day, we kind of, you know, shut it down and got the win.
All right, everyone, it's time to check in again with one of our IIHF.com writers. Britain's Andy Potts shares his favorite moment of watching Team Great Britain in action.
My personal highlight watching GB in World Championship action often surprises people. After all, it doesn't involve an overtime win against France.
GB have done the impossible! They are staying up! In overtime! Great Britain beat France, and they're going to be elite again. They've pulled it out. From 3-0 now, they win this game in overtime by 4-3. It is absolutely incredible.
Instead, we're back at the start of the story. 2017, Belfast, Division 1B, and a 4-0 victory over Japan to clinch promotion.
Molesey and Myers. Molesey walks in. Myers with a tap in! 4-0! Myers scores! GB looking great on home ice!
It doesn't sound like much compared with the drama that was to come in Hungary and Slovakia. But it followed 2 years of missing out in the final game. It erased the pain of losing to Lithuania on a 54th minute goal in Eindhoven in 2015, followed by a 57th minute killer from Ukraine to end the dream in Zagreb 12 months later. Back then, it felt like we were doomed to wander in the hockey wilderness. But Belfast changed that script. It wasn't just an assured series of performances on the ice, nor even an all-time scoring record for local hero Colin Shields. It was about successfully hosting a tournament, about starting to push British hockey into the national media at last. And most of all, it was about building the mentality that has lifted Team GB into the elite, and against all the odds, kept us there.
Let the crowd count to home, folks! The streets of Belfast will be paved golden tonight. GB beat Japan 4-0. The champions of Belfast 2017. They will get that gold medal and promotion to Division 1A. The Titanic Corner will be magic later this evening. What a moment.
All right, Totally Ice Hockey listeners, we're going to preview all of tomorrow's action, starting with Switzerland and Great Britain.
Switzerland, we know, is off to the playoffs. This is simply a chance for them to fine-tune their systems, stay healthy, and hopefully get the best seeding possible. For GB, one more chance to show they belong at this level, and even though they've tailed off, they opened a lot of eyes by taking that point off Denmark and shocking Belarus for 3 points. With 5 goals apiece, Switzerland's Gregory Hoffman and Britain's Liam Kirk both still have a shot at taking sole possession of the tournament's goals lead. I mean, who would have guessed, right? This game, you got to bet on a Swiss victory, but also a gutsy British effort. No relegation this year, of course, so GB will be back in 2022.
Huge game tomorrow for Team Canada against Finland. Tell everyone what went down in 2019 for those who don't know, Lucas.
Oh, way back in the before times. Well, the 2019 final, Finland won 3-1 in Bratislava. Very different rosters for both sides this year, especially Canada. Although, I gotta say, Anton Lundell, with his team leading 4 goals, is doing one hell of a Kaapo Kakko impression. You know, to qualify that, Lundell's scoring is actually picking up as this tournament moves along. Whereas, you know, Kakko started hot in 2019 and then cooled off a bit. Anyway, Canada, I mean, they're looking a lot better right now on a 3-game win streak after those losses to Latvia, the US, and Germany to open the tournament. But, you know, be realistic, right? They haven't done anything out of the ordinary in beating Kazakhstan, Norway, and Italy. It's kind of hard to get a bead on Coach Gerard Gallant's team. Finland, they have the edge in net. They also have played better team defense, but, you know, their special teams are nothing to write home about. So once again, we're asking, can that top line for Canada with Adam Henrik, Connor Brown, and Andrew Mangiapane break the game open? Or are the Finns just going to drive Canada to distraction in the neutral zone, grind them down, and capitalize on their chances? Canada here, they're looking to deal Finland their first regulation time loss of these Worlds. And that's a pretty tall order.
We will see what happens. Okay, what can we expect out of Slovakia and the Czech Republic tomorrow?
It's always super tactical between these two countries. It's kind of funny to me, though, that Czech coach Filip Pešán expects a more fun game against Slovakia than Denmark, just because it should be a little bit more of a wide-open skating affair. You know, theoretically, mathematically, Slovakia could still win Group A if the Russians and Swiss fall flat on their faces. Kind of like when Finnish assistant coach Pasi Nurminen exited the airplane in Helsinki after Finland won gold in 2011 and fell on his face due to celebrating a little too hard. Anyway, the Czech offense is starting to kick into gear, and they're clicking at 29.4% with the man advantage. Also, if history means anything, the last two encounters between these brotherly rivals finished 3-2 in OT for the Czechs.
Okay, next up, the U.S. takes on the Italians, and you got to feel for the Italians, but like you said earlier, Lucas, I don't think they're getting the W in this one.
This one's pretty simple, Caroline. The U.S. can finish no worse than second in the group, and Italy is last regardless. So the U.S. mission should be just blow the game open in the first period the way Canada did, leave the Italians completely deflated, and go into the quarterfinals feeling good about themselves. And stay healthy. I mean, there's no sense getting involved in any rough stuff at this stage. For winless Italy, outscored 37-9 so far, just another chance to measure themselves against the top nation and come back better in 2022.
Glass half full. I love it, Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay, the Russians, one of the best teams in Group A, take on Belarus, one of the worst teams in Group A. Potential for an upset here or pretty unlikely?
Oh, Belarus, you know, they're getting ready to go home here with a sour taste in their mouths. Everything has gone downhill for coach Mikhail Zakharov's team since that historic 1-0 win over Sweden. I mean, what do you say to your team when you're last in the group and tied for second last in overall goals with Great Britain? You're trying to play for pride, right? You're trying to keep it respectable against that ever-deadly Russian attack. I think, you know, after the coach's overt criticism of his import players and some so-so performances from veterans like Sergei Kostitsyn, just 2 assists in 5 games, we might be seeing a little changing of the guard next year. Maybe a larger role for kids like 18-year-old forward Danila Klimovic. As for Russia, well, they haven't lost to Belarus since 2000. They're riding an 8-game winning streak, and they're pretty unlikely to blow this chance to top the group.
Never say never, though, at this tournament, but I agree with you, Lucas. All right, next up, can the host nation, our lovable Latvians, take down the Germans, who started out very strong, but honestly haven't really kept that momentum going?
Very true. And Latvia will have the proverbial seventh man on their side as their world-famous fans are allowed back into Arena Riga. And besides bringing the noise, the Latvians are going to bring some belief into this game after nearly knocking off the Finns last time out. Martin Zirkals coming alive with two goals there at just the right time after going pointless at his first Worlds in 2019. I'm also interested in how Coach Bob Hartley is going to play things goaltending-wise. I mean, Jānis Kalnins, not a kid, you know, he's 29, but he comes in and he plays great against the Finns with 32 saves. Now, do you go back with him in net, or does Hartley stick with the NHL pedigree, however limited, of starter Matis Kivlenīks? You know, regardless, we're going to see Latvia give it everything in this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to crack the quarterfinals on home ice. And as you alluded to, Caroline, the Germans are clearly squeezing their sticks a little too tight at this point. Since the start of the tournament, here's how many goals they've scored in each game. Ready? 9, 5, 3, 2, 1, 0. I mean, that's good if you're like NASA and you're sending a rocket into space, but it's not what you want when you're playing at the World Hockey Championship. I mean, can you score a negative amount of goals? It's almost freaky. But it's an auspicious trend for Latvia. I mean, they're still going to need to keep a good eye on top German scorers like Marcel Nobles and Matthias Plachta, as well as newly added Dominic Cahoon from the Edmonton Oilers. I still, at the end of the day, expect this to be a hard-fought game.
Awesome stuff. Okay, guys, so six big games to keep our eyes on the final day of action in the group stages. So, Lucas, right now, could you do us a favor and maybe recap and sum everything up that we need to know about the quarterfinal picture, because there's a lot going on at this tournament.
In Group A, Russia, Switzerland, Slovakia, and the Czechs have all made the quarterfinals. The Russians and Swiss will most likely finish 1-2, while the Czechs and Slovaks could swap places if the Czechs defeat the Slovaks in regulation on Tuesday. In Group B, Finland and the US will either finish first or second. Canada, with 9 points, must defeat Finland to guarantee itself a quarterfinal berth. If the Canadians lose in extra time, they can still be eliminated if Germany or Latvia, who also have 9 points, go to extra time because Canada lost to both those countries. And for Kazakhstan to get in with 10 points, it'll need a Canadian loss in regulation time to Finland. So I hope that's slightly clearer than mud. Although you just never know at our tournament of upsets, right?
I was about to say, as you were speaking, Lucas, I had flashbacks to high school when I would be sitting down and doing those math problems, like the problem solving questions on a test. And I have a web in my head trying to figure out all of the possibilities that could happen at this year's World Championships. So good on you for knowing it.
Oh, man, this is the simplified version. Trust me. I mean, this is not like, you know, the accelerated math program. This is me being like as basic as possible and assuming not too many of the big guys mess up. But we'll see.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. We'll be back tomorrow. So much stuff to talk about, to recap, to preview, and we'll see what continues happening at our Tournament of Upsets. Lucas, any final thoughts and words?
Unpredictable. Yeah, that's going to be my tattoo. Yeah.
And staying alive, staying alive.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. All right, we'll end up there. See everyone tomorrow, and thank you everyone for listening.